Heads Up Monday, giving you a preview of some of the major events for this week. Joining us in the studio is Kim Soo-hyun. Good morning.
Good morning, Henry.
Well, first, let's talk about COVID-19 and the outbreaks in the nursing homes. That's become quite an issue lately. Seoul now has designated a nursing home solely for COVID-19 patients. So could you tell us more?
Right. Seoul now has a nursing home fully dedicated to treating infectious disease and COVID-19 patients. Nuru Nursing Home in Gangnam volunteered as one of the infectious disease nursing facilities in Seoul. Infectious disease nursing facility plans to treat the elderly who caught COVID within care homes and monitor those who came in close contact with the patients at the facility. Nuru Nursing Home has 68 beds. Of the 68 beds, 56 beds will be used for COVID-19 patients from other care homes. The other 12 beds will be used to monitor close contacts. The existing patients have been shifted to another center. The very first COVID-19 nursing facility in Seoul will open today, January 18th.
All right, good to know. Speaking of COVID-19, the Ministry of Food and Drug Safety announced they are going to implement a new advisory group to ensure objectivity and transparency on all upcoming COVID-19 treatments and vaccines.
So the Ministry of Food and Drug Safety and an advisory group established to verify the effectiveness of South Korean pharmaceutical company Celltrion's COVID-19 antibody treatment held a meeting yesterday to review the clinical trial results of the drug. Celltrion's clinical trials showed the drug shortened the average recovery time by 3 days and prevented COVID-19 patients from developing severe cases by 54%. The results of the discussion are set to come out today. But we still have a long way to go, even if the results turn out to be positive today. Once the advisory group confirms its effectiveness, the drug will be reviewed by the 15 experts of Central Pharmacist Deliberation Committee, 중앙약사심의위원회 in Korean, then by the final review committee comprised of 10 internal and external experts.
Well, hopefully everything can be safe there. Speaking of government officials, let's talk about the confirmation hearing set for the new environment minister. That is going to be scheduled for Wednesday. Could you tell us more?
Yes. Han Jong-hye, the new environment minister nominee, will stand in a confirmation hearing this Wednesday. Han Jong-hye, a former labor activist, has served 3 terms as a veteran lawmaker in the National Assembly. She also used to work as the director of the policy committee at the ruling DP and the co-leader of the National Assembly Forum on Climate Change. The main task of the new environment minister is expected to center around the national drive for carbon neutrality by 2050.
All right, so we'll keep our eye on that confirmation hearing. Next event, taxpayers can access information needed for your year-end tax settlement in a much smoother, easier manner. Tell us more, please.
Yes, from last Friday, taxpayers can access data needed for the year-end tax settlement in a much simplified version. The taxpayers can check the necessary information at one look and log into the National Tax Service's home tax website with digital authentication certificates such as Kakao and Payco. On top of simplified service, more data on tax deductions are also available online. This includes additional expense data on glasses purchases, health insurance, as well as relief funds. The government is expected to provide an extra deduction on credit card spending as well. The final information reflecting all the changes and expansion will be released on Wednesday, January 20th.
All right. So things get easier there. With taxes can be a very complicated situation. We have one more story to go, and this had become really a controversial issue with a lot of people around among the public very angry at these medical students when they refused to go to work and then refused to sit for these exams last year. But as it stands right now, final year medical students who did refuse to sit for those national medical licensing exams last year are going to be given one more chance. What is this about?
So some 2,700 final year medical students who refused the national medical licensing exam last year will get a second chance in the upcoming exam starting this Saturday till February 18th. Just to recap on the issue, about 86% of the medical students in their fourth or final year refused to sit for the medical licensing exam last September in protest of the medical reform plan proposed to supply more doctors in rural areas. The government announced last week that they would allow the students to register for the upcoming session. The decision seems to have stemmed from a shortage of medical professionals, especially during the pandemic.
To be blunt, this is not a popular decision among the public. There have been a lot of people, including even some officials and lawmakers, who have been opposed to granting this favor to the medical students. We know it's difficult. We know it's very stressful, and we know they have to study very hard. But they did engage in some civil disobedience, which did lead to a disruption in medical care services, especially during the crucial period of the pandemic. And then they themselves had refused to sit for the exam. So it was almost their responsibility in terms of them not being able to take the exams, and then subsequently later demanding that they be given special privilege to be able to take the exams anyways. But ultimately, it does look like the government has capitulated to them. So going forward, whether that does signal that bad behavior can be rewarded, depending on which occupation you happen to be in. And with medical students, it does seem like they are in a bit more of a privileged position than maybe other students of other degrees. Yes. But that is this situation, and that is the decision as we see it. All right, Suyeon, as always, thank you very much for the reporting, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
We are going to take a short break. Remember, we have our quiz question of the day. Who is the director of the film Parasite, Oscar-winning film? Text us at #1013 for the 10,000 won voucher. We're going to be back in the second hour with a lot more in store for you, including Radio Salon. But first, here's another check of traffic and weather.